Kia ora, ko Atiriano Matiara ki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. Kua hinga te tōtara nui a tāne. Tributes are flowing for community organiser and anti-drug campaigner Tuta Ngarimu, who died suddenly last night. Mr Ngarimu was a manager at Gisborne-based suicide prevention trust Ngāti for Life, and also set up various programs to help people recover from methamphetamine addiction. Supporters posted to his Facebook page about the work he has done in the darkest corners of Te Tai Rāwhiti, helping whānau where they needed it most. Glenis Philip Barbara says he was a person who led from the heart and worked to ease the burdens of others. Actor and writer Rob Mokaraka says he not only raised awareness of the harm done onto community by methamphetamine, but created spaces for affected whānau to find support. National's health spokesperson has defended his undercover tour of hospital emergency departments. Te Whatuora Health New Zealand says it was blindsided by Shane Reti's 19 unauthorised ED visits between January and May when he was doing weekend ride-alongs with ambulance services. The agency wrote to St John's Ambulance to complain about its foray into politics. But Dr Reti says New Zealanders want its politicians to see what happens on the front line.
I was a guest of that wonderful organisation and the work that they provide, and that took me out with the front line into areas and parts of New Zealand that I otherwise would not have known what their strong points and what their weak points were.
Dr Reti says he now has a better understanding of the health system after dark. The Acting Race Relations Commissioner says female politicians need protection against violence directed at them and their whānau. Last week, police trespassed an elderly National Party supporter who entered the home of Māori Party Hauraki Waikato candidate Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark. It was one of a series of incidents at the 21-year-old Wahine's whare. So Noa Mālii Karanina Sumil says attacks require swift action from police.
That needs to be taken up by Parliament to discuss of how we can do this sooner. It's not just physical violence, it's also through social media, the things that people say on social media. And those are permanent records. So I think we need to stand firmer and have much clearer laws in how we address them and address it sooner.
Karanina Sumil. A measles outbreak has health authorities worried because of low immunisation rates. The disease was detected last week in a Whangarei person who travelled on a Jetstar flight from Wellington to Auckland after attending a week-long Shakespeare Schools event at Scots College. Te Aka Whaiora Chief Medical Officer Rawiri Jansen says since the pandemic, immunisation rates have dropped to levels where the community is not sufficiently protected.
Specifically for Māori populations, it's fallen to levels that we're really worried about. So we've been doing some work since coming out of the COVID situation and trying to get those immunisation rates back up. But yeah, we're still really worried about it.
And that is your Wātea English News for midday. Toodle!